Ned Lajan, welcome. Hello. Hold on, I'll turn on your mic now.
Well, there we go. Hi, dude.
One of us is a trained professional here, but I'm afraid it isn't me. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me here.
I remember once seeing you with the Grateful Dead. It was the Hollywood Bowl in 1974, a very intense. And I mean, I saw you with the Dead a bunch of times, but that particular show was really, really interesting and intense. And you guys, you and Phil Lesh got up there between sets and made the strangest and most intriguing noises together.
Thank you very much.
It was really fun.
That show was every show was intense in some way, or that show was particularly intense because I had my Fender 88 was delivered to the stage early that afternoon. Bill Graham was there supervising, and the forklift dropped the Fender 88 onto the Hollywood Bowl stage, and it was a mess. And Bill Graham's promise to me was that by the time we performed that night, he would have another Fender 88, which was a rare instrument at that point in time, on stage for me. And Bill came through, and it was there.
Bill Graham. What a guy. Fender 88 is an electric piano, obviously.
Yes.
Wow. You hooked up with the Grateful Dead at MIT in the late 60s, is it?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
In the 60s, I was, as a kid, I had been playing and listening to jazz. I grew up in New York, and so I hung out in the jazz clubs. And when I went to MIT, it was to be a biologist, but it was also to study music there and cross-register at Harvard, but also to go to the Berklee School of Music, where I studied for a while. And in 1969, while I was there, a friend of mine, in fact, the guy who lived next door to me in the dorm, said, the kinds of things that you're doing, you ought to listen to the Grateful Dead. And I was really not a rock and roll listener at that time. I was a jazz person, and I was a jazz musician. And so he forced me to go to a Grateful Dead gig, and they were gigs then, not concerts. They were playing in small clubs that held 200 or 300 people at most, and the club was about half full, and there I was in my jazz outfit, which was at that point a turtleneck sweater and a corduroy jacket with leather patches on the sleeves, very beatnik and bohemian, and the Grateful Dead came out an hour late and played and in a way, blew my mind for what they were doing. And that was that, until my friend then pushed me a few weeks later to write Jerry Garcia a letter. And if you've ever thought, as a musician or as a fan, writing a letter would have no effect, well, I'm here as a witness to tell you that just the opposite. I wrote a letter, and I heard nothing back for a couple of months, but my friends and I also decided that we'd get the Grateful Dead to come and give a concert at MIT, and that's a story unto itself. But then Kent State happened. We had organized the concert. Kent State, May 1970, happened. And the Grateful Dead arrived that week. I remember Jerry pulling up to the motel and driving a station wagon. He jumped out and introduced himself, and I introduced myself. And the first thing that Jerry did was run away. He ran down the parking lot yelling, "Phil, Phil, I found the guy, I found the guy."
Wow.
Evidently, he had been impressed with the letter that I had written and what I was doing musically, which maybe we'll talk about a little later, because we want to play some music for the folks out there who are listening. But they spent the week at MIT hanging out in my dorm, and if you could imagine the looks that I got with the Grateful Dead walking down the hall into my dorm room and closing the door and us hanging out for a few hours. I had a piano in my room. Pigpen and I sat at the piano, first him on the left and me on the right, me playing the right hand of blues and jazzy kinds of things and him playing the left hand. Then we'd switch around while Phil and Mickey and Jerry were just sitting on my bed in the dorm room listening and hanging out. Phil I took down into the basements of some of the electronics labs there, and we played Space Wars. I gave a concert of my electronic music, an 8-track concert of my electronic music there, and they invited me to California. That's how I ended up out here. Maybe we should get on to some music and explain what we're going to listen to tonight, and we can get back to some history later.
Great. What is this first piece we have? See, I just have them by number. This is Ned's number one.
Okay.
What do you want to say about this session?
Okay. This session is from March 17th, 1975, and on my tapes, and these are from cassettes, three cassettes, they're known as Ned's Birthday because it was a jam that occurred on my birthday. It appears in the compendium, I believe, of reviews that of Grateful Dead tapes It did take place in Weir's studio in Mill Valley. The session was originally potentially a Grateful Dead rehearsal session, which got canceled. And when those got canceled, Phil and I were set up in the studio to do Seastone's work for up-and-coming gigs that we had at Dominican College and Palace of Fine Arts. And so this turned into quote, a Seastone's unquote session. But since it was my birthday, I got to call the shots, as it were, and I wanted to jam on a bunch of tunes. David Crosby, I called that morning. He had the habit of showing up for some of these jams and rehearsals, and this was not a snack rehearsal, as it's possibly listed in the book. But David showed up because we were going to do some Seastone's work, which we did do later. And John Cipollino was invited also, and he did show up later. And a little bit of that you'll hear tonight. The first track on here is playing on the changes of Low Down Payment, a David Crosby song. We did play around with the song, and we were learning the song, Jerry and Phil and I, and Billy. But then we played on the changes. One of the things that I was doing was collecting material for what I was considering then a suite. In the jazz world, vamps and chords were borrowed from popular tunes, in this case David's tunes, and used to play on and put together in a sequence to form a suite of tunes. This was everything from Count Basie and Duke Ellington to my hero John Coltrane did that. And so I was assembling some of that music at this point in time. So the first piece you're going to hear is about 5 or 6 minutes of us playing on the outchanges, not the song itself, but the outchanges to Low Down Payment. David and I had a very close relationship. He was standing almost next to me over the piano, and we were piling up chords on one on another. Jerry sounds remarkably like Wes Montgomery for you, Jerry, or guitar fans, and so listening to him play octaves is remarkable here. I advise you who are listening out in the real world there to turn up your stereos to listen to this.
He wants you to play it loud, folks.
Loud.
This gentleman is Ned Lajan. We're going to listen to him playing with Jerry Garcia, David Crosby, Phil Lesh, and Bill Kreutzmann. Ned is the guy playing the piano. Dig.